Ella Langley and Beat Her on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we're going to do the B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So you're going to like this because you like to fish. So the other day I wrote about, you know, what the weather might be like for grandmas, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, whatnot. While I was perusing their social media, I saw that they shared the best days for fishing in June. They based this off of the moon's cycles when fish are most likely to respond.
Who did this?
The Old Farmer's Almanac.
According to them,
the fish, when the moon is like in a certain cycle, they're more likely to, you know, be caught and whatnot.
Moon affects us humans. Full moons, if you ever worked in an ER, I hear, is crazy.
Yeah, so the best days, June 14th and June 29th.
June 14th and June 29th.
Yep.
Okay. When's Father's Day this year? I was going to go fishing on Father's Day. I think it was
21st. Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I just had a panic. Okay, 21st. Oh. I thought I missed it.
Oh, you don't want to miss marks, right?
That would be devastating. I would feel so bad.
Right.
I've never missed. I bought him Brad Paisley tickets for Father's Day.
That's pretty nice. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, good news. We've got a Take a Kid Fishing free weekend in Minnesota. And they say it's this weekend, but here's the deal. Anybody can fish right now for free in Minnesota until Monday because they're flipping over the new licensing system. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have a license to fish until they get it up and running again.
Wow.
So if you want to go fishing this weekend in Minnesota, you don't
have to. For free.
For free.
Are we telling people to break the law?
No, because the DNR said it. I wrote about it.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't buy a license, so you can't be held accountable for having a license.
Right.
I have not bought a license yet for Minnesota. That Wisconsin license, so when you hear me, I've been fishing. I've been legal, but
because
I wanted to wait for the online thing, because then I wanted to have a printed ticket, because it's finally in the 21st century. Thank you.
Yeah, that's surprising. It took so long to get there.
No kidding. Okay, that's your B105 Buzz. Got Morgan Wallen up next. Cody Johnson and The Fall on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So he was the one that got in trouble for shooting a bear?
Yeah, Cody Johnson.
He didn't get in trouble. There's just
people were mad
online hating on him.
Now, right? He says, I did it in Alaska, and he said that they encourage it there because it helps keep the moose and caribou population in check. And Alaska is like the Wild West, so it's like that makes sense, you know?
Grizzly bears. You ever seen, you haven't seen this. This is a good date night movie for you. What's the name
Cocaine Bear? I saw that.
No, of course you saw that one. Oh, what's the name of one? It's with Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins. The Edge. You and Aaron should watch The Edge.
The Edge.
It's a movie with Alec Baldwin, Anthony Hopkins, and they're trying to survive, and they're being chased by a man-eating bear. It's really good.
Wait, I love that.
It's a really good movie.
I love Anthony Hopkins, so.
Yeah, you'd love this one. It's a good movie.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
1997 film, The Edge. I'm sure it's on Tubi or something.
I got to get Tubi because honestly, Tubi. It seems like they know what's going on.
Where to stream? I'm giving all these ideas for people. Where to stream? And it is, is it on Netflix?
I have not seen that on Netflix.
It is free on Tubi.
Tubi, honestly, they are stepping it up. I'm not even kidding.
I might watch that this weekend when I'm looking for something mindless to watch.
What's it called?
The Edge.
Okay.
The Edge. You'll see it. Okay. Well, that's been a throwback 30 years ago movie. you want to check that out, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Up next, Florida to Georgia Line, and we'll have Lauren's Country Lowdown here coming up. Beautiful. Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up, Lauren?
So, Zach Topf, he announced that he is coming to Minnesota. So he announced a tour recently. There's no Minnesota dates on it. I know everybody was sad. Well, he just added a ton. So he will be at Grand Casino Arena Saturday, October 10th. Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives will be opening, and tickets go on sale a week from today. So
I like Marty Stewart.
Yeah.
I actually do.
And Zach Topf, I mean,
touch me, burn me down, cut me loose, is Marty Stewart.
Yeah, it's going to feel like an old school country show. So.
Yeah, it will with Zach Topf because he's old school like that. So
yeah, exactly.
I bet he's learning a lot from Marty Stewart, too.
Yeah, and I always have liked Zach Topf, but he had my favorite performance at the ACM Awards this year. I just thought it was fun.
What did he?
He sang a Honky Tonk Till You Die or something.
I think I missed that one.
Yeah, it was like my favorite.
I missed that one.
So, Okay. Yeah, there are a few pre-sales as well they can take advantage of. So we have all the details on that with our concert calendar. And then Garth Brooks, he might be $2 billion richer. So there's a new report from the Wall Street Journal. I swear I thought it was from the Daily Mail. Apparently the Wall Street Journal, that he's trying to sell his catalog for $2 billion dollars.
So what's the benefit if you buy the catalog of music?
So if you,
have all the rights to it then?
Yeah, it depends. But I guess if you're selling your entire catalog, like if somebody wants to use it in a movie, they can. They don't need, you know, Garth Brooks' permission. And they probably, I would say, like, make the royalties off it and whatnot. And he just was honored this week with an award for having 10 diamond albums.
Wow. How much would you have to charge for using a Garth Brooks song or something then to make it worth buying it for $2 billion?
That is so much money. I have no idea. It's a great question.
I think the most expensive thing I could sell would be our house, and that wouldn't even be close to that.
Yeah, wouldn't I don't think anyone probably has a house that's worth $2 billion.
I got a really nice jacket, probably worth about 60 bucks. I could probably sell.
Are you planning on buying Garth Brooks? That'll buy you 10 seconds of friends in low places.
If I can put enough things together, like I could sell.
Yeah.
No, I don't think my net worth is anything at all. You're bigger than the debt. I'm not going to be able to afford it, Lauren.
You know, it never really crossed my mind that, like, you would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Alan Jackson, he just shared that later this year, we all get to watch his last concert. NBC and Peacock has acquired the rights. And so Alan Jackson, the last show concert special, will be coming out at some point. He has the...
Such a star-studded list, too.
Yeah, and he has I don't even know how to say it, the disease that he has. But he said he's going to be retiring. It'll celebrate music, memories, and the fans. So he said stay tuned for details on that.
I'll be watching that because there's so many people. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, it's more people there than any of the award shows.
Right.
You know, and big names, too. So.
Yeah.
B105, Derek's Bentley, What Was I Thinking? And we've got the 710 Laugh-Off going into your weekend with a chuckle or two, maybe. We're trying. That's the goal here.
If you don't laugh, well, that's embarrassing.
Hey, Lauren, I got my first role in a film. It's about baking. Just a small role.
You know what? I saw that on a billboard somewhere recently, or like a poster.
Oh, really?
I think I saw it on the Lake Superior College sign, you know, when you're driving down.
Do they have jokes on there?
They do.
Oh. Either that or Todd's sign's the only other one that I know of.
Interesting. Okay, well, I have a donut joke.
A National Donut Day.
What do you call it when you order the same donut every day? A dough rut. It's a rut.
I get it. That was a tough one. Okay. Amanda sent this one in on the B105 app, which we always share your jokes. So submit your jokes to 710 Laugh Off right there. That's what we got.
The aorta is my favorite artery. It has a special place in my heart.
Ah, you know where the aorta is?
Your heart? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know either.
I thought you were trying to tell me.
I think it's kind of goes across on the top. I'm not a heart surgeon, believe it or not.
I spend a lot of time on WebMD, so I should know
this. You probably shouldn't look at it.
Like the other day, my friend was like, oh, I woke up hungry. I'm like, that means you're healthy. You should wake up hungry every day.
I don't ever wake up hungry. What does that mean? Probably means I shouldn't eat such late night snacks. Probably what it means.
I'm always hungry, so.
Ditto. Same. Okay, that's 710 Laugh Off on B105. We got Blackhawk tickets coming up next. Riley Green, Change My Mind on B105. Okay, half a minute to win it. We got Blackhawk tickets. It's our final pair, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's see who our caller five is. We'll go to the phone. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Chris,
all right, for Blackhawk tickets, we have to have you play half a minute to win it. You got to name us five things in 30 seconds or less. And in the category, because Blackhawk is a type of bird, you got to name me five different types of birds. Can you think you can do that, Chris?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Okay, five different types of birds, 30 seconds, go.
A sparrow, a robin, a hawk, albatross, a pelican,
that's
an eagle.
Five. You want to keep going, you can go right ahead.
I got more.
I don't think I know three.
Maybe I should have done it five types of birds you can eat.
Ew.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you could really eat any bird.
Partridge, pheasant, quail, duck, goose.
Oh, I'm not eating any of those.
Knocked it out of the park. Yeah, okay. Well, hey, congratulations. You got tickets.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, awesome. We're getting harder and harder with these.
Right.
Yeah, but he nailed it. So
that was, does a toucan count? Could I be like toucan, parrot?
Or the birds you can eat or just birds in general?
No, just birds in general. I'm not thinking about birds you can eat.
Out of? Just kidding. They don't. They don't. Okay, moving on.
Very impressed.
We got, Breakfast Club Confessions. I got a good couple, two, three coming up for you.
Yeah, I think I have a few.
Yeah. Okay, we'll discuss coming up next. B104. You're right over there.
Yeah, I just accidentally hit my headphones.
B104 on.
Oh, hey.
B105. It's a Breakfast Club. Lauren just smacked her head in the microphone.
I did. It didn't hurt. I was laughing, so I leaned my head over.
Right.
Yeah, I got to be careful.
Okay, well, let's do Breakfast Club Confessions. Now, this is a point where we, we kind of share a failure of the week. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So I will go first.
Okay.
I brought Nick out fishing the other day because it was a really nice day, and I got done with work, and he works here. And I was like,
yeah.
And I'm his boss. So I'm like, hey, let's go fishing. You know, team building, right? I invited you, but you were not dressed for the occasion.
No, I dressed when it was 90 degrees, like it was 20 below. So I wouldn't have made it. Yeah.
Either way, I told him I got everything. I got the bait. I got a cooler. I've got a tackle. I got rods. I got everything. You don't need anything.
Right.
So we went out to the fishing. We went to the fishing launch. He met me there. By the way, if you're driving a car, don't park in the boat trailer parking lot. That's going to be my some jerk coming up. Side story there.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But I go into my, and I told him already not to bring anything, and I go look at my boat. I don't have a single fishing rod in my boat. Now, instead of thinking I was forgetful or forgot where I put them, because I don't ever remember taking my fishing rods out of my boat. I leave them in there, right?
Yep.
I thought, somebody stole all my fishing rods. So I was kind of a little bit, I didn't go into a rage or anything, but I was just like, oh, man, that stinks, right? Whatever. Yeah. Fortunately, he still brought his fishing rod. And we went fishing. Mm-hmm. We caught a couple fish. Wasn't huge. Wasn't great. But we had a good time. And I got back home, and then as I'm unloading the stuff from my boat, I find all my fishing rods sitting there right in the garage wall.
Yeah, you'd think that's the kind of thing you look for before.
That's like the first thing you'd put in the boat, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I didn't forget my margaritas. Those came.
Well, that is honestly just as important, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick was like, did Ken tell you about how he forgot his fishing stuff? I was like, yep.
Just the rods. I had
just
everything
the rods,
else.
Just the rods.
I had pliers. I had a net. Mm-hmm. Actually, I lost my other fishing net. I don't know where that one went. I need a new fishing net. Father's Day gift idea.
Okay, I'll text your wife.
I always give Father's Day a gift idea, and she always rolls her eyes. And I'm like, you don't give me any ideas for any of the things you ever want for any of your things. And I'm just giving you easy ones. So,
yeah.
You know, you want a reminder of that. Thank you, Lauren.
I will shoot her a text. Okay. Okay, so I have like a twofer quick. So, you know, I saw a bear last Friday. I know. So basically the whole day, and I know it's not that unusual to see them, but for me it is. I was telling everyone that I encountered. So like I texted my neighbor Amber and I was like, Amber, there's a bear. And she was like, oh my goodness. But then I just kept going on and on and on. And like, she's probably seen a bear. Texted my next door neighbor.
You were really excited about it.
Yeah, because it's always been my dream.
And you know? It happened.
And all the stars aligned. And then Andy from Tortoise and Hare came in and I was like, Andy, I saw a bear. He's like, oh, yeah, I see him all the time. I'm like, okay, but let me tell you.
Let me have my moment.
Yeah, and then also last weekend, I noticed that Barbara had babies. She has 5 squirrel babies. I have fed these babies so much because they're so cute. I've gone through like a whole bag of squirrel food.
Are they crunching? What?
Yeah, and like they just love.
Crunching nuts.
Yeah, and they're so cute. So like I'll feed them in the morning. I'll feed them when I get home. I'll see them outside. They're so cute. I'll go bring them peanuts.
You're going to have such a pest problem.
And they're not going to be as cute when they grow up. But like, right now, they're so cute.
You're going to have them living in your attic.
No, they have never, ever even come close.
They respect your boundaries, right?
They do. Okay. But like, and I think the neighbors, like the UPS guy saw me feeding them. I was like, just feeding my baby squirrels. Don't worry about
it. You are that weird. B105, all right, Lauren's Country Lowdown. I get it.
So, Zach Top, in case you missed it. He will be coming to Grand Casino Arena. So he announced a tour recently-ish, and it did not include a Minnesota stop. And now he just added a bunch of tour dates. So he will be at Grand Casino Arena Saturday, October 10th. Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives will be opening, and tickets go on sale a week from today. There's also pre-sale opportunities. But, you know, I like Grand Casino Arena because it's just like easy to park, easy to get there. You can see no matter where you are. So I like it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, Cody Johnson will be there as well. So lots of fun concerts. And then, Luke Bryan, we've talked about him recently because his face is on a billboard as you drive down I-35.
Yeah, hear that knocking? That's opportunity to get the door or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. So he has a new album coming out, and he just released a new song called Fish, Hunt, Golf, Drink.
Okay.
And I mean, it's It's classic Luke Bryan. It's a fun song. He's not trying to be so serious, right? Well, he was just asked in an interview about the song because a lot of people have said, like, is this AI? Like, it's so bad and cliche. Is it AI, right? And he said, yep, there's lots of negativity out there. People trying to say it's AI. He says, that's false. We wrote the song, but we wrote it for one reason, to have fun and tell the world what I love to do and strive to do.
Like hunt fish and loving every day or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even Rolling Stone was like, it's not going to change the world, but it's who Luke is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like cool. We don't need every song to be serious, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So you can read more about that interview, B105country.com, and then stay tuned for your Megan Maroney code at 8:20.
Okay. Chris Jansen and me in a beer can.
Tucker Wetmore Brunette on B105. Okay, we have our fourth and final winner for the Northland Free Money Payday, so let's go to the phone.
Hi. If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Do I wait for a beep? That's Kenan. Yeah.
Hello? I don't know.
It's Kenan Lauren from B105 trying to reach Carrie Joe.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
It's one of those call screening things. I've never used those before.
How
so
dare.
Then she's going to hear what's going on, so then she can see if she wants to take the call.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't want to talk to us.
I get that.
I get it. Sometimes I don't want to talk to anybody on the phone either.
I've never heard a ring like this before.
I'm sorry, this person is not available.
Oh.
If you would like to leave an additional message, please reply after the tone.
Yeah, it's Ken and Lauren from B105 trying to get a hold of Carrie Joe. Pick up your phone if we call you. Thank you.
Okay, no luck. Okay, it's time to draw our fourth and final winner for the Northland Free Money Payday on B105. We're trying to get a hold of Carrie Joe. We're going to try one more time. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Carrie Joe?
This is.
You don't have your call screening on this time.
I shut it off.
We were like, wait, this is an interrogation. What are we going to do here?
I felt, yeah, like I was being questioned, but that's okay.
Anyway, this is Ken and Lauren from B105, and we are calling to notify you that your car warranty has expired. And I'm kidding.
Perfect.
You won $500, Carrie Joe, with the Northland Free Money Payday.
Woo! And that's exciting.
Luke Combs, Sleepless in a Hotel Room on B105. So this jerk, whoever did this, I don't want to say they're the biggest jerk of all time, but this has freaked me out. So what would you do if there was a snake in a bag of food? So workers and volunteers at a West Virginia emergency relief center got more than they bargained for. They opened up a bag of donated food, which is so great, so nice. But they noticed something brown and scaly. Yeah, it was a copperhead. So that was in the bag. Not sure how it got there. If it was purposeful, but I don't ever want to see a snake. You know, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. So short and sweet today. Not sure who the jerk is, if this was on purpose, if it wasn't on purpose. Bailey Zimmerman, Chevy Silverado on B105, gearing up for the B105 Workday Kickoff, commercial-free country. And you know what? Getting you one step closer to the weekend, so keep it on B105. Luke Combs on the B105 Workday Kickoff. I hope you have an amazing...